Okay, this is part two of the recording for Wednesday's festivities. And they were mostly festivities. We left off, I was just arriving at the arena. It was like about 4:30-ish or something when I got there. 4:30, going on 5 maybe. And it was, again, as usual, it was kind of crowded. I got in, finally found a seat. I was not on the end. I was not on the front. I was in the middle of the row, about maybe 6 or 7 rows back from the front. So I was kind of jammed in, and I was kind of not in the mood to really leave my seat because I had a hard time finding that seat. So if I left my seat, I thought I'd have a hard time getting it back. That happened yesterday. I left my seat. I came back. Somebody else was sitting there. So I went and sat in another seat a couple rows up. And then somebody came back and got mad at me because I took his seat. And I said, listen, dude, somebody else took my seat. So find another one. Interesting the way things go. It's like, I don't remember which speakers were on when I came in. There was a long series of speakers about reducing gun violence. There was a series of speakers about helping our military and veterans. There was a bunch of stuff about I can't remember what the first batch was, but basically there were like blocks on themes, you know, so they would trot out all these different people to talk about their point of view on the different theme. And these theme blocks kind of lasted maybe half hour, 45 minutes each. And it was just like one speaker after another. And yeah, you know, the whole program just kind of really gets long winded that way. And, as we started to get towards the part of the evening where we were getting towards the more headliney speakers, one thing I haven't talked about yet is the whole thing with the signs. You see all the signs that people are waving around on the convention floor. You see these people in yellow vests coming around with, and they've got trash bags. And I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, if I don't know if I mentioned it on the recording, if I just talked to you, Rosie, about it, that they come down the aisle. You see these people with yellow vests, they're coming down the aisle with trash bags. And yesterday or the day before, I saw one of these people coming in with a trash bag. And I had it was Monday. It was the day I had to buy the bad food out in the hallway. And I had this tray and my wrappers and my paper cup and everything. I wanted to get rid of it. I saw people over there with trash bags. Oh, hey, you collecting trash? No. Because the trash bags were full of signs. And it's like they're pulling these signs out of the trash bags and handing them out to everybody. It's like, take a sign and pass them all along. It's like a whole pile of these signs. And it's like each speaker, they'd hand out a different batch. Every 10 minutes or so, they'd come through and hand out a different batch of signs, you know, for different speakers. Like, so Joe Biden spoke tonight. And while Jill Biden was on introducing him, they were coming around handing out all these signs that said Joe, you know, all these Joe signs. And we had them, and so Joe came out, and we're all holding our Joe signs up in the air and waving them around and cheering. And then we kind of put those on the floor under our seat, and, you know, then they come out and hand out, you know, they were handing out Stronger Together and Strong. Oh, yeah, when they had the whole military segment, they handed out signs that said Stronger America. I really wish I had one of the no TPP signs. They weren't handing those out, you know, but over in the California delegation on the side, as you're facing the stage, they're off to the left of the stage, and the California delegation just had this whole sea of these no TPP signs. There are a whole bunch of them up there. And then the Massachusetts delegation was kind of up and to the right from where I was sitting. They had quite a few as well. Not quite as many as California did. There was a woman just kind of in front of me and to my left that was holding up one of those signs. And there was this black woman sitting on my right, and she was pretty good humored about it, but she was for some of the speakers, she kind of couldn't see. The woman holding the sign up even blocked her view of the screen, so she couldn't see. So she was trying to deal with that. When Tim Kaine came on, there was a group of people behind us that started chanting no TPP and stuff like that. And some of the other people just kind of turned around and calm down. Even the Bernie people were kind of like, let's kind of chill out on it a little bit. I mean, I felt like, it's like there's so many people holding those signs up. There's no missing it. I mean, I could see all those TPP signs in the California delegation, and it was like miles away from me compared to where they were from the stage.
I could see him on the TV screen.
Well, there you are then. So, and nobody was chanting no TPP when Obama came on, but I'm sure he wasn't able to miss all those no TPP signs. But yeah, they were holding them up for Tim Kaine as well. And yeah, and they were handing out like si se puede signs, the signs that we already had, but basically Spanish versions of them, si puede juntos, or no, what was the Spanish for stronger together? Yeah, I think si puede juntos is what it said. Yeah, so the scene with the signs, and they actually did pass out. They came a little while before Biden was coming on. Word kind of passed around that you need to take a bathroom break. Better do it now because they're going to lock everything down and not let anybody in and out of the arena. And that moment came a little later than that. So at one point, the woman in the yellow vest down on the floor in front of our delegation was like handing out bottles of water. And then a little while after that, she came in and started throwing cookies up into the crowd, like she's launching t-shirts out of a t-shirt cannon or something. So yeah, I had a cookie too. So I felt very good. I was in full Oscar the Grouch mode. No, Cookie Monster mode. That's why I'm not a Sesame Street character expert. So. Cookies. I like cookies. One thing Kane did, he did a pretty good Trump imitation. So that was kind of fun. I don't know if you see it on TV, but like during the TV commercials, they were doing this thing. The cameras were kind of like panning around the crowd, and then up on the big screen, you'd see what the camera was showing, zooming in on people in the crowd. The woman with the cheesehead hat with the little flag ribbon wrapped around it, she was like two rows in front of me, and they zoomed in on her. So that was about the closest that the camera got to me. I think it was yesterday or the day before we saw that camera zoom in on our old friend Vicky. But yeah, it's the Biden speech and the Obama speeches were, especially in the Obama, is almost the expectation was he was very uplifting, and even a hardcore Bernie supporter like me, he came close to convincing me that really rally for Hillary. But when all the Hillary signs got passed out, I kind of just passed on those, and I didn't really stand up and cheer. I just kind of stayed a little mellow. But the Obama signs were those nice vertical signs again, which it seems we get one of those each night. They hand out the vuvuzelas. And I noticed tonight that I wasn't the only one doing that. I saw somebody down in the Nebraska, de or no, I think he was in the Florida delegation. I heard the sound of somebody blowing the tube as a vuvuzela, and that was down in the Nebraska delegation. And I heard somebody, maybe back in Indiana, back behind us, doing it too. And there was a row of guys right behind me that were kind of amused by what I was doing with it, and they kind of picked up the idea and tried it out, and they got it down. And it's like, next thing I knew, by the end of Obama, there were people all over the arena blowing horns. So, and I didn't bolt out the door deadhead style this time, because I think I missed a couple things bolting out right at the end of the Bill Clinton speech last night. But I kind of waited after Obama got done and they started playing Stevie Wonder music. And then I sort of expected his girls to come out, you know, all three of them. Instead it was Hillary came walking out and hugged Obama, and they walked off the stage arm in arm. And I hope Bill and Michelle don't get upset at that. And then they came out, some preachers came out to do a benediction. And when the benediction started, that was when I left. And a lot of the other atheists were all starting to leave. And, you know, I don't know what I could have called it. I tried to call it like Athe-exit or something like that, you know. But got out, and much more crowded people going towards the bus. And we all piled on the bus. And once the bus was full, it started moving. So got from the arena to the hotel pretty quickly. And that's it for tonight. We will talk again tomorrow. And now I just got to wind down so I can go to sleep, so I can be well rested for one more day of this madness. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
I don't know how you think you